Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The Mall of America in Bloomington, Minnesota remains on high alert today after a video U.S. officials say is from the Somali terrorist group Al-Shabaab was released this weekend calling for Muslims to attack, among other places, three malls: the Mall of America, West Edmonton Mall in Canada, and the Westfield Mall in Stratford, England. The tape showed disturbing images of the 2013 attack by the group on the Westgate Mall in Nairobi. Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson said he was concerned. On CNN's State of the Union yesterday, he was asked what he would tell the public about heading to the Mall of America.
I would say that if anyone is planning to go to the Mall of America today, they've got to be particularly careful.
So what is going on in Minnesota? Laura Ewan is a reporter from Minnesota Public Radio. She's been following this. And Laura, what are you hearing? Did people stay away from the mall?
Well, mall officials haven't provided any real attendance figures, but you do have to wonder what kind of impact the comments from the Secretary of Homeland Security had on the general public. I spoke to one person today who had plans to take his family to the mall yesterday. His wife was against it and didn't want to take that risk, but he told her not to worry. There was no real threat. But after Secretary Johnson made his remarks on national TV, his wife said, you know, that settles it. We're not going to the mall. So some people found that his message of be careful was just vague enough to give them worry. On the other hand, I saw a tweet yesterday from the former mayor of Minneapolis who said he was intentionally going to the mall because, I think he said in his words, cowards can't dictate our lives. So people are reacting in very different ways.
Now, I saw another quote in one of the newspapers there, a shopper saying, "I'm more afraid of the cold than any terrorist," and she wanted to get into the mall and out of the cold. But why might they have targeted this mall? Yes, the largest in America, or called for this mall to be a target, we should say. Yes, it is the largest in America, and yes, the group has horribly attacked a mall. But might this have been a direct call to Somalis in the area?
Well, we do have the nation's largest population of Somali Americans, and unfortunately we have seen over the years a small number, talking about 20 men out of a population of tens of thousands that decided to join Al-Shabaab starting back in 2007. But, you know, another reason why the mall could be targeted is a lot of terrorists, when they make these kind of calls for action, they're looking to cripple centers of economic activity, and the mall is obviously one of those, and it's also it could also be considered an attack or a target for attack because simply its name. I mean, the Mall of America. If a terrorist wanted to really do harm to our country, that would be a very symbolic move.
Well, last week we spoke with Mohammed Farah. He's the director of KJOG, the youth advocacy group in Minneapolis, one of the cities that has a federal pilot program to stem recruitment of young Somali men. He was at the White House last week. Very concerned about disaffected young people, although he did say, you know, young Somalis might get recruited the way other disaffected youth might join a gang. You know, it's just that we have to help them not even consider that. But this must strike fear in the hearts of good Somali families, thousands of them, who are already concerned about their young people.
Oh, for sure. I mean, if you ever visit the Mall of America on two of the major Islamic holidays, you'll see just Somalis in full force with their families and their kids riding the, you know, the roller coasters and shopping and buying new clothes. I mean, Somalis consider the mall, you know, one of their favorite places to visit in Minnesota, and many are employed there. So definitely we are hearing from the Somali community that they are obviously very much against these attacks. They're very fearful of this. And they also have a sense of just, you know, not again, because over the past several years they've had to fight perceptions from the broader public that they somehow support terrorism, when obviously the vast majority of Somali Americans are quite peaceful. And in fact, just last night, about 30 Somali American community leaders got together, and they wanted to address the best, you know, what is the best way to respond to this. So some people were thinking, let's have a press conference, let's get out there and just, you know, condemn this in the strongest terms possible. But another group said, well, if we do this, aren't we kind of feeding into Al-Shabaab's game? Isn't this what they want? Don't they want us to acknowledge this? And who knows, next week they could be issuing a propaganda video calling for another attack. And so, and then of course, there's this feeling that why should we as Somali Americans have to be held accountable for this, you know, reprehensible group in Somalia? That's not who we are.
Yeah.
So the community is really wrestling with this issue.
Well, and they are fighting the hardest to hold on to their young people and have the most to lose.
That's
if
right.
Their young people get recruited by this al-Shabaab group. Laura Ewan, reporter for Minnesota Public Radio. Thank you so much, Laura.
Thank you, Robin.